Your Ranch It Up, Heard It Here weekly recap is up right after this. Get ready for the thrill of a lifetime. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale is back, featuring one of the largest one-day match bronc riding events. Join us Sunday, May 18th at the fairgrounds for a PRCA-sanctioned spectacle where over 30 elite bronc riders compete for a massive $50,000 purse. Plus, add to the excitement with pari-mutuel wagering. Visit buckinghorsesale.com for full schedule and tickets. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive.
RanchChannel.com. I'll give you just a few seconds to head there on your phone. RanchChannel.com, your farm and ranch network on demand. Bull sales, Western events, product information, right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all these different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com. Y'all are loving it now, aren't you?
First and foremost, where are pears selling good? Well, pretty much everywhere, heading to Stockman's Livestock Exchange in Dickinson, North Dakota. Last week, pears sold on a hot market with the top young pears bringing right around $46.50. And get this, they also had a five-year-old, a really gentle nurse cow. She topped the market at $5,500. May and June bred cows also sold on an extremely aggressive market with a set of 4 to 6-year-olds topping the market there that day at $3,700. Again, that was at Stockman's Livestock in Dickinson, North Dakota. Now for the rest of the story, and staying in the north, Montana will become the fourth state in America where cultivated meat cannot be manufactured or commercialized after Governor Greg Gianforte signed legislation that effectively bans such products. Braxton Mitchell, the bill's sponsor, said Montana is known for its world-class beef and ag traditions, and he said, "I don't believe allowing a product that even the Biden administration's FDA said still needs to be further tested and evaluated to understand its long-term effects is a product that we should be supporting and endorsing as a state." Now, the law takes effect October 1st. Florida became the first state to pass such a ban in 2024. Alabama followed in its own law shortly thereafter, while Mississippi's ban was made in law in March. Indiana and Nebraska, they're expected to enact similar laws during the 2025 legislative session. And make sure you turn in this weekend for the full Ranch It Up radio show. We talk trace mineral supplementation with Multimin 90 from Axiota Animal Health. And we have a Q&A session with Kirk Donsbach from StoneX Financial Incorporated talking the markets. Make sure you keep it locked to this fine radio station. And that is your Ranch It Up, Heard It Here weekly recap.